Welcome to this episode of 60 Second Retail, a BDO podcast keeping you in the know on events and trends in the retail and consumer products industry impacting your bottom line in just a few short minutes.
Welcome back to the 60 Second Retail. I'm your host, Natalie Cutler, National Leader of the Retail and Consumer Products Industry Group at BDO. Today, we're exploring why some retailers are beginning to accept cryptocurrency. Yes, cryptocurrency at checkout. What's motivating the move, what it means for the customer experience, and how it signals a shift towards the future of commerce. Our guest today is Jack Karagulian, Digital Asset Industry Group Leader here at BDO. Jack is going to walk us through these big moves at the checkout counter. And welcome to the show, Jack.
Thanks, Natalie. Great being here.
So, Jack, I recently read an article about a well-known value department store now accepting crypto payments across hundreds of their locations. And it raised a lot of questions in my mind that I'm sure are now popping up into our listeners' minds. So I'm really excited to dive in here and go through this. So let's start at the top. How does crypto actually work at checkout, both from the customer's perspective and the retailer's, well, their back-end process?
Yeah, great question. Well, let's start with the customer's point of view. Crypto at checkout feels very similar to using a digital wallet. So at the register or online, the customer selects a crypto payment option. This can be any token rail, such as Bitcoin, Ethereum, or stablecoin. And that triggers a QR code or wallet address, right? And so from there, they confirm the payment in their wallet, and the transaction is typically completed within seconds. Behind the scenes, the retailer isn't usually taking custody of that cryptocurrency directly. So typically there are two common models. The first one is that the retailer works with a payment processor that displays that QR code. It verifies the on-chain, meaning on the blockchain payment, and instantly converts to US dollars. So the retailer's books still see dollars. Right. The second model that we're also starting to see is where retailers choose to retain crypto. And it's often a portion of it, not all of it, but usually with stricter treasury policies. Either way, you map it into your existing POS and e-commerce stack. The SKU level pricing stays in US dollars. The processor passes back an authorization code and settlement report, which your ERP consumes just like card batches. Right. And so most companies today do partner with a payment processor that instantly converts the crypto to dollars. And that means essentially receiving a traditional US dollar settlement the same way they would for a credit card transaction, while the processor they engage handles the blockchain validation, exchange rates, and all the compliance. So while the rails underneath are blockchain based, the operational experience for the retailer is intentionally very familiar and low friction. So in some instances, depending on the blockchain rails you're using, it could even result in lower payment processing fees and faster settlement times compared to accepting credit cards.
So you make it sound pretty simple and almost easy, yep. Which I'm sure it's not. So I guess my question then would be, why would a retailer choose to accept cryptocurrency at checkout today? Because it can be complex.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Well, there are a few reasons why retailers are experimenting now. First, I will say customer choice. Younger consumers and digitally native shoppers are increasingly comfortable transacting with digital assets, and offering crypto can differentiate the checkout experience. Second, there may soon be certain tax advantages for customers. Under proposed legislation that's in Congress right now, crypto payments under a certain dollar threshold can soon potentially fall under a de minimis exemption, which means customers may not have to recognize the taxable gain on everyday purchases, making crypto spending more appealing. And while there are multiple proposals being debated, the de minimis threshold seems to have bipartisan support and likely to go through at some point in 2026. And third, retailers see this as a way to signal modernism and innovation. So even if payment volume is modest initially, early adoption helps organizations build internal capabilities for digital assets more broadly. And retailers don't need to go crypto. They need to accept value the way customers want to pay while keeping the finance and tax plumbing clean. Another last thing on this point is adoption of retail started booming after the Genius Act passed in 2025, which legitimized stablecoins. And as far as stablecoins, think of them as internet native dollars that settle fast and cheaply, reducing the volatility retailers worry about with cryptocurrency in general. So a retailer can still price in USD, accept a crypto payment online, receive same-day USD settlement if they choose, and the customer gets the flexibility of where the merchant doesn't need to shoulder the wallet security or coin volatility. And in the rise of agentic AI payments and automated bill paying checkout experiences, crypto rails are increasingly sitting behind the scenes to make that authorization and settlement smoother for all the parties involved.
Right. So while crypto is not necessarily new, relatively new, right? And I think with new things, there's always risk. So maybe we can dive into a little bit what fraud or risk considerations come with accepting crypto payments, and how are payment platforms helping retailers mitigate some of these concerns?
Yep. So as with any payment method, there are risks retailers need to understand. First and foremost, crypto transactions are irreversible. And that's usually a feature of the blockchain, but you don't have chargebacks in the traditional sense. And that means retailers must rely on strong identity controls and fraud screening upfront. There are also compliance considerations, including anti-money laundering, sanction screening, and ensuring the payment source isn't tied to illicit activity. The good news is that payment platforms have built-in tools to handle this. They run blockchain analytics in the background, flag high-risk wallets, manage exchange rate volatility, and provide audit-ready reporting for tax and accounting teams. In many ways, the risk profile ends up being comparable to other digital payment rails once the right safeguards are in place. Sales tax rules are also more about the item and jurisdiction, not the payment rail. So the lift, again, is around building clean audit trails for the rate source at the time of sale, the wallet, transaction ID, and all the other settlement reports that come with it. I'll say companies should know that if you do plan on retaining your crypto, volatility can be a risk, but it can be neutralized by accepting stable coins denominated in US dollars.
So having said all that, do you think that this moment represents a true tipping point for crypto in mainstream retail? Or is widespread adoption still pretty far out into the future?
I'd say we're approaching an early inflection point, but not quite at full mainstream adoption yet. What we're seeing today is a set of large retailers piloting the technology, proving out the customer experience, and getting comfortable with the operational model. The tipping point will come as blockchain-based payments become faster and cheaper, and as digital asset wallets are embedded more seamlessly into everyday consumer apps. There's also a very critical bill being debated in the Senate right now called the Clarity Act, which, if passed, will provide the regulatory infrastructure and guidance needed to allow for digital assets to thrive in the U.S. So I think that will have a really big impact and something to look out to in 2026. But the momentum is real. Just a few years ago, crypto at checkout was just a fringe idea. Now we're seeing national brands implemented, as you said, in hundreds of stores. So while widespread adoption will continue to build gradually, the direction of travel is very clear, in my opinion. Digital assets are becoming part of the broader payments ecosystem, not an outlier. I expect more mainstream retailers to add stablecoin checkout through their existing gateways. It will eventually feel just like another option, another wallet. And on the front end, loyalty programs is where it gets interesting. Token gated offers, digital receipts with programmable perks, cross-bank collaborations, and when you pair that up with the back end where we'll see faster settlement and fewer cross-border fees and AI-driven payment routing that chooses usually the cheapest, fastest rail, sometimes those rails are crypto and the customer won't even notice, right? But for the retailers that are crypto curious and risk averse, they should, as I said previously, possibly start with stablecoin and US dollar settlement pilot for now, measure the benefits, and then scale intentionally.
That's good advice. Crypto at checkout represents both really an opportunity and a learning curve for retailers, as you just mentioned, blending customer choice, operational considerations, and a long-term strategy. As digital payments evolve, the key is staying informed, adaptable, and intentional about where this technology fits into the broader retail experience. Thank you for tuning in today, and be sure to come back next week when another episode drops of 60 Second Retail. Have a great day.
And that concludes this episode of BDO's 60 Second Retail podcast. Don't forget to tune in for the next episode. To find more information on our hosts, guests, BDO's services, or listen to previous episodes of 60 Second Retail, please visit www.bdo.com/60-second-retail.